Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Marlene Lockhart joins us, former Chief of Staff to Governor and Senator Bryan, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Trey Abney and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Marlene Lockhart. She is partner with the Lockhart Group. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Thank you, Sam. Nice to be here.
Former Chief of Staff to Governor and Senator Bryan.
Yes.
So on election night, you were probably laughing half the time and crying half the time, am I right?
I don't remember laughing at all.
Well, with the results in Nevada, you must have been pretty pleased.
Absolutely. And that was a shining spot in the night. But nationally, it was so devastating. There wasn't any laughing.
So now that you've had time to consider and the emotion is gone and now you're looking at the practical situation, what do you think so far?
I'm an American just like everyone else. It's for the good of this country that President Trump be successful. I'm alarmed and I have been afraid of his presidency. But like everyone else, I will sit back and watch and hope that he will succeed. But I must say, his appointments to date are, I have family, and at Thanksgiving, I sent out a text before the dinner and said, no politics, because we have a diverse views in our family, as it should be. But watching now some of those appointments, Social Security, I mean Medicare, seriously. I just am waiting to see if the appointee's history develops as they have had a life career in Congress and what they've been promoting. The Secretary of HHS has made it known to privatize Medicare. And I can tell you, my 91-year-old mother with a voucher from the government to buy her health insurance wouldn't cut it. And so it hits home. And I'm keeping an open mind. I am alarmed by the appointments. Secretary of Education, I mean, have you read her history?
I have.
Her experience or lack thereof.
And no children in the public school systems.
And no college degree, never been in a classroom, and I'm certainly not opposed to people who don't have a college degree, but they're not Secretary of Education either. So, I mean, we'll have to see how this all pans out. We'll have to see the confirmation hearings. I think it's going to be an interesting to follow.
One of the things that I think a lot of people don't understand is that when governments change, that the heads of the departments change, but the people who actually are the people who are in the department, those tens of thousands of employees, is what, 2 million federal government employees, those don't change.
Sam, absolutely right. But I've been there. In the governor's office, you have a new governor, new leadership. He appoints his, in my case, it was a he, his key staff. And we had thousands of state employees all over Nevada. But they don't set policy. Leadership sets policy. The folks that are the day in and out worker bees implement the leadership from the top. And that's what's scary. And he has, what, over 40,000 appointees?
About 4,000.
4,000. What's his zero here and there anymore?
But that's true. Over the next several weeks, he's going to have to appoint 4,000 people.
But you don't just get a secretary. You get a deputy secretary. You get the chief assistant to the deputy. And so the layers of appointees in each department go down, you know, far and wide. So the career, like in the State Department, thank goodness for career federal employees that know the relationships, the histories of countries, and that sort of thing. So we'll watch.
It's been interesting. You know, I mean, the phrase that's been said a lot has been draining the swamp, but it seems like quite a few of the people that are being appointed come from the swamp.
As somebody put it the other day, says he's filling the swamp with crocodiles. I mean, if you look to the Wall Street appointees, this is a cabinet of billionaires. We'll see how it works.
But we've seen, for example, Treasury secretaries over the last several decades that all came from Wall Street. That all came, and aren't those truly the people that understand how the Treasury works?
Yeah, they understood how in this crisis everybody lost and they gained. Yeah, they know the system.
Are you surprised at some of the appointees?
Yes and no. Yes, because I didn't think it would be this magnitude. I mean, when you look at the billionaire level of, I mean, how one or two, you know, okay, but across the board, there's all of these billionaires. How are they going to relate or even understand how the people out on 4th Street, living in the 4th Street motels, and their kids playing in the parking lot out there, how are they going to relate to that? I'm sure they haven't driven down to 4th Street in cities across America in a very long time. Their limos bypass that kind of stuff.
All right. But here in Nevada, for example, on the Democratic side, you had Susie Lee from a very, very wealthy family who was running for Congress. And her whole campaign was, I understand. And I understand school children.
Well, of course. And that's what I was saying. One or two, you know, in the cabinet, but across the board. And like I said, I'm willing to wait and watch. And they may all be geniuses and figure out stuff that other administrations haven't been able to figure out. We're a country with a lot of issues. And the foreign policy element scares me to death.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll give Marlene a chance to take some Xanax, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marlene Lockhart, partner with the Lockhart Group. So Mitt Romney and the courting of Mitt Romney, is this for real after all that happened in the campaign?
I'm absolutely astonished. I really respect Mitt Romney. I did not support him for president, but had he won, I would not be afraid for our country. I think he is a very competent, smart individual that would have been very serious about the office. To see him publicly humiliated, I don't know what kind of game they're playing.
But he doesn't think he's being humiliated.
And that's why I'm astonished. I would have expected Mitt Romney to stand up publicly and say, President-elect, no thank you. This isn't the way you pick cabinet members. You don't parade them out on the stage and have other members of your staff go on every news program on Sunday and bash him. What's at work here? Is this what we're going to expect in this cabinet or in this presidency? I'm astonished Mitt Romney keeps, and I know there are those that are saying, Mitt, you've got to do this. This job is too important. You got to swallow hard, and if he selects you, you've got to be a sane voice for our country and foreign policy. And I get that. I just am really surprised.
But now, by the same token, Barack Obama selected Hillary Clinton after they had been through the most contentious election cycle ever.
Well, absolutely, but they talked privately and an announcement was made. That sort of thing happens all the time. But you didn't have Barack Obama's campaign staff going out and saying and resurrecting all the insults of the campaign, which was hard fought. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Unprecedented, I agree. But if you take a look at it from another perspective, which is this president and Bernie Sanders both ran on the fact that the middle class was being dumped on in every way possible. And doesn't it seem to you that if Trump wishes to remain faithful to being Trump, that he in a way has to do this, at least in the early part of his presidency? And he's not even president yet. He's president-elect, to maintain faith. I mean, the Carrier deal. Carrier was going to move.
No control over the Carrier deal.
He saved. Now, hang on. There's a thousand jobs.
No, listen. You know who did that? Pence, as governor of Indiana. The one that can get his economy. And, of course, when you are president and you're telling Pence, the people of Indiana just bought out and saved Trump by offering the coffers wide open for Carrier.
I'm not disagreeing with how it's done. This is the sausage making. And when you're the president, when there are failures on your watch, you take the heat. When there are successes on your watch, you take the praise. And 1,000 saved jobs is a big deal to those families in Indiana.
I don't disagree with that. But you know what you said a few moments ago about he ran his campaign as a populist. Really? So now look at the cabinet appointments. When you're saying he had to stay true to that, are these cabinet appointments being true to a populist presidential candidate? I think not.
But then you look at the other side. Do you want a bunch of raving lunatics to be in these positions? If these people are...
Well, who's talking about raving lunatics? Come on, Sam. You can appoint response. There are thousands of people, and I'll tell you, a lot of qualified people from previous Republican administrations and elsewhere that are more than capable to seriously assume those positions and be effective.
But then that would go against the whole populist idea. Now, on the other hand, he's...
Well, you don't think millionaires, billionaires are against the populist idea?
I'm just saying that they are not, for the most part, of the same stock. On the other hand, you have Elaine Chao, who's going to be transportation secretary, who's married to Mitch McConnell, served George W. Bush for 8 years.
And that's fine.
And she's been in multiple administrations. So nobody could be more in the middle of everything.
You've named one.
Well, okay. So that's a shot here. Listen, will you stick around and join in with the pundits here?
Of course.
And we'll keep this going. We'll be right back. More with Marlene and the pundits after this.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber, and Sean Carey, noted political commentator and fantastic baker. And Marlene Lockhart stays on with us. So, Trey, you want to jump in here?
Where
do you want to start? We have a plethora of material for you.
Every time a Republican gets elected, whether it's Reagan, whether it's Bush, whether it's now Trump, the world's going to end. Old people are going to die in the street. There's going to be no public education. Medicare and Social Security are going to end. I'm going to make a bold prediction. In 4 or 8 years, when Trump is out of the White House, we will still have Medicare and Social Security. We will still be spending a lot more money than we take in tax revenue. We will still have people employed here. I mean, there's so much to go with there. I don't remember the Clintons driving their limos down 4th Street when they were here. I don't, you know, all the Hollywood billionaires and all the Wall Street billionaires that financed the Clintons. Both parties are financed by billionaires. I don't care how much money a cabinet member makes. I care what they're going to do. Donald Trump says a lot of stupid things. Sam, I've been on this show several times and I've dumped on Donald Trump. You know, I've been no fan of Donald Trump. He's now the president-elect. We're going to give him a chance. He's going to do some stuff. It's not going to be as bad as people that hate him think it's going to be. It's not going to be as wonderful as all of his acolytes. We'll see. Give the guy a chance. We'll see what happens. We will still have a federal government when it's all over with, and one that's too big.
John?
I think it's quite shocking that we have a president-elect who has gone on the record as saying that he didn't realize that this job was actually a lot more work than he thought. I think that's very, very, that's troubling. I think that some of these decisions, first of all, I have to completely agree with Marlene when she says that the carrier deal had nothing to do with Trump. That had to do with Mike Pence because he's the sitting governor of the state.
But he still gets to take credit for it.
He gets to take credit for it, but that's what he does, is he goes around and he takes credit for it. He hasn't built all those buildings. He's leased out his name to put on the side of them. Number one. And number two, the carrier deal is going to go down as one of the spectacular failures of the Trump administration. And here's the reason why. This just proves that any big company that has a whole lot of employees can just threaten to move them overseas. And then Trump, who's trying to keep all the jobs and be this fabulous businessman, now just gives out huge, huge, huge tax breaks to these companies. And, you know, I don't have 5,000 employees. I only have 50, and I don't get those kind of incentives. If I threatened to move part of my production to a cheaper area.
You want to respond, Trey?
Well, I mean, that's the argument of our time. Certainly here in Nevada, we have this argument over Tesla, over Switch, over, you know, Faraday. So, I mean, that is a very legitimate point. You know, Sean's business, Roundsbreak, they don't get all the tax breaks and incentives that we offer. But that, again, is at the state level. Trump couldn't do that as president if he wanted to, unless you had a federal law saying that he could. So, I mean, we need to fix corporate tax rates. And that's one hopeful thing, I think, from the business community. That's going to happen. Corporate and personal income tax rates can be changed. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. Now, a lot of companies aren't at that rate because they get all kinds of deductions. So we need to look at all that. We need to look at all the deductions that corporations take, and we need to look at that rate so that they're not incentivized to move overseas in the first place.
Marlene, your thoughts on that?
Oh, gosh. Where to begin? First of all, that we have the highest corporate tax rate has been debunked.
35%, higher than any other industrialized country.
Well, there's literature out there that disagrees with that. We have no middle class in this country anymore. And so we continue to promote, the Republicans promote tax breaks for the wealthy and the corporations, and it's always going to trickle down. That has been proven time and again to be a failure.
Except for under John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. But go ahead.
And who gets hurt in all of this? The middle class.
Well, one of the places where the middle class has been getting hurt, both as payees and as employers, is Obamacare, which financially, for people who don't get the subsidies, has been a disaster. I am currently, for the next year, going to be paying $750 a month with a $7,500 deductible.
And, Sam, that could have been fixed if we had a Congress that would have cooperated with the president. Those kinds of massive bills have always been followed up with corrective action in the next session of Congress. Because Obama has had a Congress that has blocked his every move, and all they've passed is total repeal. Those kinds of situations have been allowed to occur, unfortunately. And so, and I might say, one thing that I feel very strongly about is the Republican obstruction in Congress worked, and they won.
All right. And that's where we got to leave it. But more to come from Marlene. All right. Okay. We'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, Greta Smith, the immigration attorney, talking about Donald Trump and his plans to deport millions of illegal aliens.